Today, our topic is on presence. Let's dive in with the self-connection exercise. And for the purposes of the exercise, you don't need to worry about trying to take notes or anything because you have everything you need if you have a heart and a mind. So you can just put away any notepads or pens or pencils just for a little while here. And there'll be a chance at the end of the exercise if you'd like to take some notes about your experience. For me, a self-connection exercise begins with a consideration of what needs am I hoping to meet by trying this exercise at this moment in time. So just ask yourself, what needs am I hoping to meet by trying this exercise at this time? Then to begin to cultivate presence, bring your attention to your breath. For me, the breath is my connection to life. It's the need that I meet more or less continuously throughout the day. So breathing has become like an anchor for me. It needs consciousness. So notice your own breath. Whether the air is moving in and out through the tip of your nose, or whether you notice the rise and fall of your chest, or perhaps the expansion and contraction of your belly. Just notice what it's like for you to breathe without trying to change anything, simply to observe with presence the act of breathing. As you continue to be present with your breath, notice what you hear right now in your own environment. Through your telephone or headset, you're likely to hear my voice, maybe some hissing, static. But what else do you hear in your own environment? As you listen to the sounds around you, notice you might become aware of internal sounds as well. Perhaps you can hear your own heartbeat. You might hear your own thoughts. You might notice what you're telling yourself. You might even notice that rather than listening to me, you're considering something else that's important to you. That happens. That's part of being a human being. The invitation is to bring presence back to your breath, back to the sounds that are around you, just for the exercise of this muscle called presence. Now, as you continue to breathe and as you are aware of what you hear, also notice what you see. Expand your presence to include your visual field. Whether your eyes are open or are closed, become present to what you see. Again, notice that if your mind begins to wander, just notice that. Become present to that. Bring your attention back to your breath, what you're seeing, and to what you're hearing. As we begin to shift from this self-connection exercise, just notice how your body feels right now in this moment. Notice any physical sensations that are present for you. Notice any emotions. Become present to your own experience of feeling. And consider for yourself what those feelings are telling you right now about the state of your needs in this moment. What's important to you right now as we begin to make this transition from the self-connection exercise? What are you taking away from this exercise in terms of whatever you've learned about presence? And as a final part of this exercise, we're going to take 1 minute for you to jot down any notes that you would like to make about your experience of presence. Take about 10 more seconds to finish up whatever sentence that you're writing.
We're coming to the point where I will offer a little bit of a lesson. Today, the skill we're focusing on is presence. Presence, there's a particular path that we've noticed in the development of presence. And what we mean by present is being attentive to what's happening right now, as opposed to being lost in the thinking and the emotional reactions and the stories that we create and focused and kind of stuck in the past or disconnected here and only considering the future. Presence is really an aliveness. It's a state of being, being conscious and aware. I ratchet my presence by ratcheting up my attentiveness to what is. And that attentiveness, I find, can be supported by having some sort of anchor to the present. As you heard when Jim did the self-connection exercise, he used the breath a lot. That's one of the ways that in any given moment we can support presence, is to put our attention on our breath, because it's ever present. It's there for us. And in fact, when we are most disconnected, often the breath will become kind of spotty or erratic. So it's also helpful to just see that that's so, to be able to use everything we can to wake up. So the breath is one way to do that. Another way that we can become aware is to put our attention on our hearing, just to fully attend to what we hear. That means our consciousness is being focused in a way that brings us right to the present moment. And we can do that with any of our senses. If you've ever eaten something, perhaps a piece of chocolate or a sweet cherry or something that you really enjoy, and you just put your focus on savoring your senses, that brings us right here. We can do that visually, either looking at the detail of something right here in front of us, or experiencing the visual gestalt, you know, broadening. So our focus can be either narrow or it can be wide. And with presence, we're totally with what is happening right now. Focusing on emotion can do that. Just the physical sensations in our body in particular, as opposed to the broader emotional feeling. So either one, there's that broad, and then there is that focused. So as we pass through our path of developing presence, there is that developmental stage where we're really unconscious and lost in the past or the future. We're identifying with our thinking and doing, that we think we are what we think. We think we are what we do. And then we become aware in our process of the difference between being alert and what's actually happening in the moment. And we actually become aware that we're being lost in thought. And we begin to make a distinction between the thinker and the thinking. We begin to make a distinction between that which sees and hears and feels and the feelings and the hearing. Just to be present to actually the quality of the being and have a presence within. And we begin to become aware that there is a difference. And as we develop, we become more and more able to become the witness of our thoughts and feelings and have the capacity to respond as opposed to react. And we wake up and suddenly are aware with alertness when we become aware we're lost in thought. And when we are fully developed and consciously competent in that, then we have a relaxed alertness of what is happening in each moment, with a deep sense of purpose and choice, with an openness to what is, a sense of resourcefulness and a sense of that interdependence and a perspective that includes the past, the present, and the future. And this isn't a linear development necessarily, because we may touch this last relaxed alertness and then find ourselves unconsciously lost in the past and future, or our thinking or doing. So it comes and it goes, and the path of growth is to build more and more awareness and choice, and alertness and consciousness. Not that we always want to be alert and conscious, and I like to go to sleep, I'm sure you do, and there are times when we do that, but to have the choice and to be aware even of our level of awareness. Having shared all that, if there are any questions or comments, Steve, and then Shakira.
I find often when I'm mentoring people about this, one of the responses I get is, well, I have to plan for the future. If I stay in the moment all the time, what about goal setting or taking care of what needs to be done? And I have my way of addressing that, and I'd be curious as how you might respond.
Well, for me, it's being attentive to that's what I'm doing. So for me, planning for the future is not being lost in the future. That's a different state. state. I'm right here, right now, aware and intending to plan for the future, as opposed to that place of fear where I'm futuring out something and I'm disconnected from myself right here, right now. I'm wondering how that is for you, Steve, if that responded in a way that worked for you.
That is similar to how I respond, that being in present or in the moment is where really our power is. So that power includes being able to affect the future in the moment. Thank you.
Shakira?
Well, I am really just relishing the choice of your words in describing this skill of presence and how to apply it and its meaning. And so I decided, well, I will make a comment to that effect. And I was looking for a specific point that I could offer feedback, gratitude about. And what's coming to mind is the distinction between thoughts and believing you are your thoughts and being lost in thoughts, that awareness is a difference. I really, really enjoyed the lesson very much. Thank you, Jory.
And Louise?
Just really appreciating the offering of what these stages look like, what are happening in each stage. That gives me a lot of inspiration and also sort of a way to gauge. And I was appreciating your saying how it's nonlinear. And for me, on any given day, I'm going to shift between these things. But it gives me a lot of clarity about how I might gauge where I'm up to in levels of attentiveness and presence. So really appreciate it. Also really appreciated the question about planning for the future and the distinction between that you're aware that that's what you're doing and that's a quality of presence, rather than we are in the reactive place of futurizing out of fears or caught in the story. Thank you.
And Shanti?
There's a lot in that I'm absorbing, and some of it I have been working with, and this just propels me even further into a deeper understanding. So I'm seeing that being unconscious is similar to how it connects with living in the moment. When we're unconscious, then we're actually, I think, what is referenced by being asleep or living in the past, in the future. So that's just another way of approaching it that helps me with clarity. And I have been looking at the statement that you made, Jory, about we think we are what we do, and then, you know, we think we are what we think. We think we are what we think and what we do. And then to separate the thinker from the thinking, wow, that's big, making that distinction. I found it interesting, the two words, relaxed alertness. I think I'm clear on that. Is that where we can take us into the past or the future? Is that what you intended by that statement about relaxed alertness?
Relaxed alertness for me is an experience of being present in which I'm open to what happens and I'm open to participate with a sense of my whole being rather than unconsciously reactive.
Thank you for that clarity, because that's more clear than what I had, and I needed to hear that again. And I'll just finish by saying that an expression I've been using lately that ties in with all of this is, we can't be aware of what we are not aware of. And that's so basic, but it's still so profound. And it helps me to have compassion for others when I can be aware that they aren't aware of what they're not aware of. And so it removes my expectation of them and disappointment. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's one other thing that reminded me of that really helps me to make this distinction about thinking, being aware I'm thinking or believing I'm the thinking, is the difference between having a thought and believing it.
Yes, yes, because we tend to believe what we think.
Well, that to me is the opposite of presence.
Yeah, so having a thought, would you say that again?
The difference between being aware I'm having a thought and believing the thought.
Oh, yes, yes, that's great. Thanks, Jerry, so much.
Believing is actually to be living it, to be living the thought instead of living, being connected to the life.
So the difference between living the thought and you're saying that's believing it, right?
Yeah, to be living, believe, to be living the thought.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Instead of being fully in life.
Versus, well, now, okay, so I'm still trying, I guess, to separate believing the thought and...
And the actual being aware that it's just a thought.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
That's huge, yes. Welcome to the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, this is a really important distinction. This is why we like starting with presence. Is that it's really a shift of identity for me. I'm moving from being lost in thought to noticing that I'm thinking, having presence to what's going on inside of me. That's a big step. That's a big step in cultivating consciousness and cultivating awareness. And so we want to move into a chance to practice the skill of cultivating presence. And here's the exercise that we would like to propose. Is in just a couple of minutes, if you'll find yourself paired up. And in your group, here's what we'd like to invite you to do. It's first just introduce yourselves. You know, so I'm Jim, and I'm from Maui, and then the other person says they're Jory, and they're from Maui. And who would like to go first? Well, I'd like to go first. And going first means that you're going to have the opportunity to practice being present with yourself and speaking from that presence, speaking your honesty from that presence. And when you're listening, you'll be listening with presence, really cultivating a sense of presence, being with the other person who's sharing their life with you. Both people will have a chance to play both roles, both a speaker and a listener. And we'll be dividing the time up into 2 5-minute increments. 5 minutes may seem like a long time. And don't feel obligated in any way to speak for the entire 5 minutes. Maybe for part of that 5-minute period of time, you'll be cultivating some presence to find out what's important for you to say next. So there might be moments of silence. So if that happens and you're listening, then you're cultivating presence with yourself and presence for the speaker as they collect their thoughts and decide what they would like to share. So the entire 10-minute period is an exercise in cultivating presence, whether there's actually anything being said or not.
I'd like to say a couple of things about it, just to highlight that the purpose of this exercise is presence. Whether you are the speaker or the listener, that actually indicates what you will do and where you'll put your focus. And in particular, it's about presence. So speaking will come out of that presence when you are so led through your presence, as opposed to you're supposed to be speaking now. And the same thing with the listening, to allow it to come out of your attentiveness, your awareness, the consciousness. And the suggestion is to focus that attentiveness on the listening. That listening could be to the words, it could be just to the sound. Your attentiveness is on the impact in your ears. So again, the focus is on presence rather than doing anything.
Thanks, Jory. And when you're playing the role of listener, it's sometimes helpful to imagine that a zipper has been installed on your lip so that for that particular 5 minutes of time when you're playing the role of listener and practicing presence as a listener, the invitation is to not speak at all, to save your honesty for the debrief later. There will be a chance to talk about what's going to be coming up for you. know that you will have a chance to be heard about whatever comes up for you. But during when it's your turn to play the role of listener, just imagine that you are incapable of speech, and that will free up a lot more energy to focus on your presence.
That also supports the speaker in having their focus on their own inner experience rather than bringing their focus back out to whatever else you might be saying. And there's something very beautiful about exchange, when we have that exchange back and forth. And for this particular exercise, which is a little out of the ordinary, we'll do it differently. And the idea of doing something different than usual is that it tends to wake us up to the things that we do unconsciously when business is as usual. So as a listener, you may become aware of things you were not aware of before, of what you do when you're listening. So it's an opportunity to learn that.
So now for the topic of what we would like to invite you to speak about. And the topic goes something like this: to share your thoughts, feelings, and needs about the world you would like to live in. Share your thoughts, feelings, in need about the world you would like to live in. We call this exercise Dreaming in Giraffe. And so it's just a chance for you to just unload about what the world would look like to you if it was the world that you really wanted to live in. Go ahead, Lisa.
As we share and we have jackal thoughts, do we speak those thoughts or do we just say, I just had a jackal thought?
You can do it however you would like. There, as speaker, the invitation is to be authentic, however you would like to share it.
What happens for you? Just become present to the shift. So if there's a jackal thought, just notice the thought after it that says that's jackal. Notice the feelings in your body, the physical sensations, the emotions, whatever else happens next. Just notice.
All right, there'll be 2 5-minute periods, so now you can get going. Again, notice how you feel now after practicing some presence in a conversation. Notice again how your body feels in this moment. Bring the present to yourself. Again, give yourself permission. Have whatever experience you're having right now, which might even include some annoyance or irritation that you were in the middle of speaking and you got interrupted. Give yourself some permission to have that experience. Then extend that permission to your partner, with an acknowledgement that they were doing the best they could during the exercise to practice present, get their own needs met for learning and so forth. And then think of something that you feel grateful for in this moment. And savor whatever need is met that you're acknowledging.
Time now to be able to offer you a practice during the week. And so the practice for this week will be to focus on presence, to actually be noticing what is going on for you. And we suggest you might do that in a public place where you're just you with your curiosity and interest, and noticing your own attraction and repulsion and neutrality, and just to notice that. And so that will be a practice that you can do during the week.